Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Father, tonight is going to be a special night for many people. It'll be a night unforgettable for many people. It'll be a life watershed moment for several people. And then many other things that'll take place to their advantage because you've ordained it. You've commanded it, you've ordained it, that the, so to speak, the package of the blessing be complete in Christ and completed through Christ our Lord and Savior. So tonight, we give you honor and praise and worship and glory, and we thank you for this powerful word of God. It is our constitution. We read it, we listen to it, we pray about it, we obey it. We don't compromise. That's what the word says. That's what we do. We thank you for the word that causes growth and faith. And we walk in the light of your word in Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you very much for the band. Also, be on standby very much. I'm going to now be showing you a little video. So let's get straight into that, and just a little orientation video. Just let's go with it. Give God a praise offering. Amen. I actually got that ready this morning already, and every time I start the service without playing it. But it's suiting, and it's fitting, and it's right to play it now. Can you say amen? Well, this is just very, very special. Tonight, I want to go immediately to John chapter number 3. In fact, you saw it there, but I want to read it again. So we're going to John 3, verse 3, and we're looking at the whole concept of baptizo, the baptism. And we know the definition of baptizo, or baptize, or baptized, that word baptizo means to dip, to fully make wet, to immerse, to submerge, to baptize, to put completely under water. And we found out this morning that Romans 6 is one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible. It is just unbelievable. In fact, the book of Romans for 300 years was the central book of the Christianity in Christian history. But so, we see Jesus himself speaking. He said to him, in John 3, verse 3, most assuredly, or verily, verily. If he says that, you must know assuredly. This is what the Son of God is saying. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, "Can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, verily, verily, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Born of water and of the Spirit. Now, I'm thinking of the book of Mark 16, and I think again in verse 15, Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world," Mark 16, 15, "and preach the gospel to every creature, the good news of the kingdom of God, of Christ the Messiah, the Lord that's come to set us free, to save us. He who believes and is baptized from the lips of the King of Kings, the resurrected Savior, comes the word, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned." Now, we looked at this, and there was a section of scripture which I thought particularly that was important. And I'm breezing through this because I want to get to something else. But in the Bible, it is very clear in Romans chapter number 6. Paul is saying, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin?" Everybody say, "Died to sin." You see, the moment you are in Christ Jesus, like Paul says, "I've been crucified with Christ, I live no more." You identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That's where the baptism comes in. With him in a public manner, with unashamed boldness that you belong to Jesus. "How shall we who died to sin?" Think of that concept. Died to what? Sin. The revelation that flows with that is a course in the Bible school that I talk for many weeks about. "Live any longer in it, in sin? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You became a member of the body of Christ, and that makes you part of what happened to him on the cross. Like I said, the instrument of death, the instrument of judgment, the instrument of sacrifice, all of that. Therefore," watch this now, "we were buried with him through baptizo," baptism, "into death." Take it again. "We were buried with him." When? When? "Through baptism into death." Buried with him through baptism into death, "that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." You become part of the resurrection of the saints. "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him," Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, "that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he has died, who has died, has been freed from sin." Think of it. Wow. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Everlasting life. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died, He died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you here tonight at Little Falls Christian Center. Reckon, it's an accounting term in the Greek. Twin to a mark feet, two and two makes four. Make this sum and come to this conclusion. What must you reckon? Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen again to verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through the baptism into death. The baptismal pool is the one place tonight where people will be burying in this place. Many people will be burying their old man for once and for all. And now the Bible goes on, and two times in the same chapter, Paul says, likewise, reckon yourselves dead to sin. What an immense message sits there. Most people do not understand what the New Testament is saying. Took me 8 days of fasting and praying to get to this revelation. My goodness. Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And dear friends, when you face the baptismal pool, it is a God-instituted procedure where there is a burial of an old man the moment you're in Christ Jesus, baptized into his body, baptized in the Holy Spirit, baptized in water. The moment you have died, your old man needs to be buried. That's the baptismal pool. That's what God says when he says, he who believes and is baptized, that means buried the old man, shall be saved. Who said that? I didn't say that. Jesus said that. I'm just quoting you the words of Jesus Christ from the scriptures. Now, having said that, I now move on into the New Testament. And it's very interesting if we see in the New Testament a couple of things that took place. We see, for example, in Acts chapter 2, I'm going to run through this very quickly and then I'm ministering and there's going to be baptism here tonight. My goodness, God is going to move. Peter says in Acts 2:38, to the first people who came to the first sermon of the Christian church in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, and they were filled with Holy Spirit. And now Peter said to them, repent therefore, and let every one of you be baptized, baptizo, immersed, submerged, dipped, as the dictionary says, completely make wet, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. The Greek word for that means to be completely set free from all slavery. Now we know that we were under the control of the God of the world system with our fallen natures. Then you gave your life to Christ, and the power of the cross, the sacrifice of the cross, caused a death of the old man. Now it's time to bury the old man. Like with Moses, you don't want the Egyptians and Egypt and all of the forces of darkness represented in Egypt hot on your tail. You want to get rid of that. And the way God did it is he baptized a nation into Moses, took them to through the waters, and on the other side of the waters closed and drowned Pharaoh and his chariots. He says, for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord will call. How many does God call to him tonight? Now let's go a little bit further in the New Testament, and we go to a man with the name of Philip, the evangelist. Now we know that Philip one of the people that were chosen along with Stephen in Acts chapter 6. And the Bible says, now Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ to them. And the people of one accord all gave heed in one accord, seeing and hearing the demons coming out of them. For with loud cry, the demons came out. You better believe that those people were listening to exactly what was happening. Now, having said this, the apostles arrive on the scene. Now God immediately gives Philip the next mission. And he says to him that he must go towards the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. Verse 27, Acts chapter number 8. So Philip arose and he went, and behold, a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of her treasury, minister of finance, in other words, had come to Jerusalem to worship. Oh, Lord, I pray for our minister of finance. May God have him baptized in the Holy Spirit, in Christ, filled with the Spirit. Can you say amen? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We had charge of all her treasury of the queen. And had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was returning and reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Verse 29. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake his chariot. So Philip ran to him and he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he said, do you understand what you are actually reading at this moment in time on the chariot? A lot of people read, but they don't understand. And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before its shearer is silent. He opened his mouth. He opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? We know now that Philip begins to explain the scriptures concerning Jesus Christ. And now he says in verse 37 in the B section. I want to go a little bit earlier than that. Philip opened his mouth, beginning with the scriptures, verse 35, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, verse 36, they came to some water. This is Acts chapter number 8, 36. And the eunuch said to him, see, here is water. Notice, he's just heard the message. Notice, he's just believed. Notice, he didn't say, listen, you know, I first got to go next week. I'll think about this and I'll come back. Notice, he said, I'll think about it maybe tomorrow or next time I come to Jerusalem. The eunuch said, here's water. Everybody say, here's water. Point to the Baptist or pool, say, there's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Now, I want to take the Amplified Bible on that specific verse there, verse 37, because the Amplified just takes the whole thing and makes it big so that you can get the full impact of that verse 37. Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, if you have a conviction full of joyful trust that Jesus is the Messiah, and accept him as the author of your salvation in the kingdom of God, giving him your obedience, then you may be baptized. Then you may be baptized. And he replied, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Give the Lord a praise offering just for that one. Amen. That's a powerful verse. And he commanded his chariot to stand still, and both Philip and he, the eunuch, went down into, everybody say into, the water. And he did not besprinkle him. He did not christen him. That word besprinkle does not even appear in the New Testament. baptizo does. And if you know any word of Greek, if you have any dictionary, they all tell you the same thing. It means under the water. So they went down into the water and he baptized him. He immersed him, he dipped him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. Here is the first convert of the Gentile world, even before Acts chapter 10 with Peter. The first fully documented convert of the Gentile world. Well, seeing that we are there, I need to go to you, or with you, to the Acts chapter number 9. Now we know about a man called Saul who was persecuting the Christian church. And Saul the apostle, which would be Paul the apostle, Saul now is busy persecuting the church. He was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. And Jesus appears to him on the road to Damascus. Now, from that moment in time, he was struck with blindness, seeing this blinding light straight in front of him. They led him in verse number 8 and brought him to Damascus. Now, there's in verse number 10, in Damascus, a man by the name of Ananias, a certain disciple. Now, God gives him the instruction, go and lay hands on Saul, that he might receive his sight. And so he arose, he went to the place, and then Ananias goes down to the street called Straight, and the Bible says in verse 17 of chapter 9, and Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, brother Saul, because he had a vision of God. So straightway he called him brother. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Look at somebody next to you, say, good evening, brother or sister, whoever sits next to you. Now, not everybody did that. I want you to do that over there. Turn to somebody, say, good evening, brother. Good evening, sister. All right? Brother Saul. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody. Amen. Ach, hoe skaam kry baie mense net om dit te doen. So shy. Amen. But Jesus loves you. Can you say amen? Amen? And that was good. Wasn't it good? We'd always do it again. Amen. Okay. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once. Now, he was now thinking about it. You know what? I haven't eaten for 3 days. I must have a meal now. You know, I must really think about what happened here. I was busy on the road to Damascus, and I haven't quite worked this thing through in my mind. Then you arrive here from the synagogue. Your name is Ananias, but you're a believer. And you're one of those people called the Way corporately. And you know, have you got a meal for me? No. The Bible says there, it says, and he received his sight in verse 18 at once. And he arose and was baptized. Jesus was baptized. Paul the apostle was baptized. A man called Pastor Harold, maybe you heard of him somewhere. He was baptized. I put my old man in a grave. I live no more. Christ lives in me. One day, if I go home to be with the Lord, don't for a moment think I'm dead. I'm very much alive. Can you say amen? How many of you belong to Jesus tonight? You believe, you believe. Wave with your hand if you believe. Now say these words. One day, when I'm away, they mustn't ask about poor me. It will be blessed me because I am and forever will be very much alive. Give the Lord another praise offering right now. And he arose and he was baptized. Now, on the road, now is the Apostle Paul. His name changes. And in Acts 19, I'll take this one maybe as the last one because I can go on with all of this. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, and Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? I walked in the speaker's lounge this morning and I said to one of the people there, I said, were you baptized? He said, oh yes, I'm baptized, I'm safe. Because I was ready to send him into the baptismal pool if it wasn't. Did you receive the, now look at Paul's priority here. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to people that they should believe in Jesus Christ and the one who would come after him, and that is on Jesus Christ. Verse 5, and when they heard this, they were baptized. No further arguments, Your Honor. Let me be baptized pronto. Rapido, right now. Now they could have said to him, you know what, let's all first go for a lunchtime. Maybe we should go for a lunch together, we could learn to know you better. You know, it'll be a good thing, we'll have a little chit-chat and just find out a bit more from where do you come, you know, all of that sort of stuff. We'll think about that and, you know, this Jesus that you're talking about and tell us more about the Holy Spirit and tell us more about this, that, the other. And from where do you now actually come? What's the story of your life? The moment they heard of the baptism in Jesus Christ, the Bible goes on and it says these words. It says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. When they heard it, they were baptized. They heard it, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And Paul laid his hands on them. Then the Holy Spirit came upon them. Then they spoke in tongues. They prophesied. God has got a package in the new covenant for all of us. I call it a package because I don't quite know how to describe it. But if you like say it's a golden box of glory, out of that golden box, when you open it up, there is the exodus from Egypt for all of us through the power of the blood of the Lamb. Faith in Christ, Hebrews chapter number 6 from verse 1. After the elementary principles, we shall not again speak to you about those elementary principles, but move on after the doctrine of faith towards God, the doctrine of baptisms, baptism into the body of Christ, baptism in water, and baptism in the Holy Spirit, three baptism, the doctrines of baptism. And the resurrection of the saints and eternal life and eternal judgment. We'll move on. We won't stay there. Now, dear friends, tonight in this place, I think it is that watershed moment where you drop off a nature that has been stung by the serpent, that has been struck and is very much alive and causes the enemy to come after you. It really causes the devil to come after you. And you need to bury that old man there. Now, I know tonight, not everybody who hears me talking now can be baptized. But at this moment in time, I want everybody in this place that this morning came out and said, I want to be baptized. Get up and come forward, please, right here, right now. Just stand up wherever you are. Just walk to me. Come to me. All of you. Just come. Come, all of you, just come, 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 just come, keep on coming. This is death to the old man and life to God. You're never going to be the same, never going to be the same again, never going to be the same again. Come, every one of you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think we need to give the Lord a good praise offering right down this place. Hallelujah to Jesus. God's got an appointment with you. Right now, You must lay to rest your old man forever. From this moment in time, the remission of sins is completed. Because now, you bury that old man and you rise into newness of life. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so even now we should walk. In fact, he goes on in chapter number 7 to say, in the newness of the Holy Spirit. So now comes a complete new life. Now begins a new dimension. Now begins a phase of life where death has no victory over you no more. Sin, the power of sin itself, is now broken. Egypt can't follow you. A lot of people always talk, you know, I've really been thinking about this. A lot of people always say, you know, there's a curse on me. There's this curse on my house. But they're Christians. Now, will you please, anybody, explain to me, how on earth can you curse that which God has blessed? How can you bless anything that God has cursed? How can you call anything unholy that God calls holy? So here tonight in this place are people that have given their lives to the Lord. And I want to say to you, congratulations as you enter in a new life. I want to say to you tonight, God bless you. And I think tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise my hands towards them with you, please, everybody. Let's pray over them. Let's pray this prayer, and then they're going to go into the baptismal procedure immediately. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we raise our hands over these people and we say, Lord, they are now baptized into Christ and baptized in water. They are now leaving behind the old nature. It has no further power over them. They can serve God in the newness of the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and by the Spirit mortify the deeds of the flesh. Reckon themselves dead to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as the book of Romans very clearly states. So I pray tonight that every single blessing with all the church, we release every single blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus into their lives. And we pray, Almighty God, that you will indeed bless them. You will prosper them. Give them favor. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Let this be the turning point. Yes, the watershed moment between an old phase and a completely new phase of life. In Jesus Christ's name, let the blessing of the Almighty God be upon them. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now look at me, all of you. Will you turn to your left? The pastors are there. They will guide you where to go to. And just walk that way. All the people just start walking that way. Turin, help me against the steer, my pastors. There are clothing that you have at your chairs. Go get it and bring it with you and go in. And if you have a handbag or something like that, make sure that it is secure. Now, the next thing I want to do, I want them to first go, and while they are going, just look at this. Just look at this. I tell you, this has been a year like no year. We haven't had a baptism like this at the beginning of any year ever. Amen. Amen. Is that right, Yanni? Amen. Well, you know what we're doing? We're busy doing this. You want to know what we're doing? We're doing this. We're busy doing this. We're putting this book into practice. How many of you say it's your constitution as well? Okay, now, I want every one of you standing or sitting here in this moment in time. This won't apply to you for tonight, but it can apply to you, and you can be baptized next Sunday night or next Sunday morning, whichever suits you. But how many of you, I want you to bow your heads. Forget about those people now. You'll see what happens to them. I want the cameras to focus there. As they are baptized, to focus on them, to show the people on the internet what's busy happening. We are going to be burying the old man left, right, and center. Right now, everybody in this place who has never followed the Lord Jesus Christ through the waters of baptism, and you have never buried your old man and you know it. Christening is not enough. Doop. Doop beteken onderdompel. That means to immerse, submerge, put under the water, completely bury underwater an old nature of an old man. And you don't want, and you're tired of struggling with the old nature. You're saying tonight, Pastor Harold, I have not yet been baptized. I've come here tonight, I've just heard about this now. It's all over the New Testament. The whole New Testament speaks about this over and over. People being baptized into Moses, then baptized into Christ, then baptized in the water, and then baptized with the Holy Spirit. This is what God wants us. This is what He commanded. The apostles commanded this. I do the same tonight. I simply synchronize with what the apostles commanded. Let each of you be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But you say, Pastor, I've never gone under the water. I got to be honest. Now look at me, everybody. Just look at me for a moment. When you put your hand on your heart, and that means you're going to speak the truth right now. Keep your hand on your heart and bow your head. And with your other hand, if you've never, ever buried that old man with Christ to be buried, to be raised up in the newness of the Holy Spirit, you've never been baptized. Knowing that you believe in Christ, you still haven't done that. And you've got all of Egypt giving you trouble and problems and all of that stuff. And all the mishaps are mishaps. You're living in discomfort, in the discomfort zone. But you're a Christian. You say, Pastor Harold, please, I also, like them, want to bury my old nature. And I want to serve God full house. With my whole heart, I want to do that. Will you please raise your hand? I'm going to pray for you right now. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see the hands going up. God bless you. This is not for tonight. It can be for next week. So just raise your hand. Let me see you right now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Over there, God bless you. And there, God bless you. God bless you. More hands going up. God bless you. I see hands going up on every side. I see you. Now listen to me very carefully. Yes, a whole crowd over here at the side of the youth. A lot of you going up here and giving your hands and your lives to God. I want to say to you tonight, truthfully, in the presence of God's Holy Spirit, you're saying to me that, Pastor, I haven't been baptized. And you now know what it means. There's another hand. God bless you at the back there. You know what it means. You understand now what it means. It's been explained to you. All you have to do is one thing. Obey Almighty God. That's all you have to do. Then raise your hand and I'll pray for you if you haven't yet raised your hand. God bless you. Those hands I've seen on that side. Anybody else, say, Pastor, include me. Well, they might be from somewhere else or you might be a visitor. You're an adult. You got your choice. God says, I call heaven and earth to record against you. God bless you. See that hand. God bless you. See this hand here. Two hands. You say, Pastor, if I speak the truth, this is what I'm telling you. I have not yet done so. Or you say, you know what, Pastor? I believe in Jesus. I think it's time to take the big step. I want to leave the world behind and I want to follow Jesus. I want to walk with God. I'm tired of the battles of life. I want to make that full commitment to God. Give my spirit, soul, and body to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say to you that I need to bury my old nature so that I can walk in freedom, no more in bondage and shackled by heavy burdens. Then raise your hand if you haven't. Last call. God bless you. Anybody else? Yes, God bless you. See, and God bless you, sir. God bless you. Anybody else? Say, include me too. Right. Those people who've raised their hands, please stand up for me. You're all over. Just stand for me. Stand up for me. Al die mense wat hand opgesteek het, just stand for me. Stand, stand. Wherever you are, stand. You raise your hand, stand. If you raise your hand, then stand up. Wherever you are, no matter where, if you're... Now, walk to me. Come stand here by me. I want to pray here for you. come to me right here in the front. Give the Lord Jesus another praise offering. Come stand in the front. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, stand next to one another. All of you fit in next to somebody, not behind somebody. So just come in and form one row in the front. And all of these people, look at me now, move this way. All of you just walk with me because they're damming up on that side. Just walk this way. Come this way, come this way, come this way. More and more and more. Come this way. Come this way. That's right. Just keep walking, keep walking. Let's make place and room for those people on that side. That's right. That's good. That's good. That's good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come. Come. Don't you think the Lord is good? I said, don't you think the Lord is good? You know, how many of you tonight in this place, how many of you that have been baptized tonight, you can say, it did me good. Could you raise your hands? Yes. It's just like that. So tonight, without any further hesitation, I want to give you, they have already given you a little card. Please fill that in. And now I've got Pastor Tiens. Who's going to be the pastor? Take them now. Pastor Tiens Blom is over there. And Pastor Tiens Blom is going to just help you through it and give you some advice, what to do. And then if you want to, and God leads you, don't even think about it. You should be actually baptized tonight, but you're not prepared. You haven't brought extra set of clothes. Just go with Pastor Tiens and he'll tell you what to do. Just everybody turn to your heart side, follow that pastor at the end, the one with a big smile standing over there. And fill in that entire card. Just go that way. Just go through and just fill it in. Just go through, go through, go through. That's it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I want to pray for the people here tonight. Let the music softly play under my voice. Lord, I want to pray tonight for people with needs. Whatever the need is in this atmosphere, there's a huge presence of God now. The Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, through the Almighty God, the Spirit of the Almighty God is here. We are gathered in His name. People who believe have obeyed and are busy burying their old men, old nature. Finally, to say goodbye, it's no more Exodus. They're out. They're free from bondage. They've been set free. There's been remission for them. And there's no more slavery, no more shackles, no more the burdens of Egypt, no more the slave driving of Egypt, no more the demon forces of the past. They're going into victory. And Father, we thank you for everyone that's baptized. But right now, anybody with any specific need, I want you to raise your hands. Let me take them one by one. Firstly, let me say this. Sickness and disease. Put your hand on whatever part of your body that you feel anything discomfort or anything wrong. Whatever part of your body. Just put your hand there right now. Let's close our eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the power. We break the power of sickness in the bodies of these people in Jesus Christ's name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray the healing power of the wounds of Jesus be upon each and everybody in this place. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, nobody, not a single person, will not receive fullness of health tonight. We rebuke every spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity, calamity and torment, pain and affliction. We break your power, devil, in the name of Jesus. And we bind the spirit of sickness and loose the blessing of God upon the people. Now, Father, those who have financial issues, if you have any financial issues, raise all your hands. Just raise both your hands to the Lord right now. And you want God to help you with your finances. I pray for finances right now, Lord. I pray for open doors. I pray the windows of heaven will be swinging open over these people, over their lives. I pray for business opportunity. I pray for promotion. I pray for open doors, new jobs, for them, particularly the young people without jobs. Those who have to sustain families without jobs. I pray that they have favor with God, favor with man, and they will have new jobs in Jesus Christ's name. I thank you for it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, if there's any other need. Those are the two big ones, sickness and finances. I pray for the restoration and the answered prayers of anybody for whatsoever in Jesus' name. And all God's people, give the Lord a praise offering right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to close, and those of you who want to stay and go and watch, or stay and watch, you can move across. Are they finished? They finished. Give the Lord a praise offering. My goodness. Hallelujah. Tell me something. Didn't you feel better the day that you were baptized? And you still feel good about that. And you never want to undo that for the rest of your life. How many of you feel good about giving your life to Jesus? To be baptized, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to get everything out of the golden box of glory of God. How many of you say amen to that? And the blessing of the Lord. Now give God a proper praise offering, everybody, right now. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.